Not only are the world's oceans about 30% more acidic today than they were 300 years ago, the rate at which they're acidifying is faster than any other time on record.
So more carbon in the air getting absorbed by seawater makes it more acidic.
That's Chris Whitehead. He's the environmental program manager for the Sitka Tribe of Alaska. The tribe has been testing toxins in shellfish for years, but soon it will start testing the water for levels of acidity. Whitehead says ocean acidification poses a particular threat to the bottom of the food chain.
Like if you're a little tiny clam or a pteropod, which is little tiny plankton that form really delicate shells, your shell can't form.
That's because the more acidic ocean water is, the more corrosive it is. That worries people like Hannah Heimbuch. She's planning on attending the ocean acidification workshop.
A lot of my questions are around the food web and predator-prey dynamics.
Heimbuch lives in Homer, where she fishes commercially.
Yeah, there's so many unanswered questions about how this will affect the ecology of the marine environment, and I'm really curious, as a salmon fisherman, I would like to know how it will affect, you know, what the fish I catch eat.
Along with catching fish, Heimbuch also works for the Alaska Marine Conservation Council as a community fisheries organizer. She's been focused recently on ocean acidification, trying to inform people about the effects it may have on Alaska's waters.
And one of the ways that we have been doing that is by working with the Alaska Ocean Observing System, AUS, on the Alaska Ocean Acidification Network.
It's that network that organized the workshop on the state of the science of ocean acidification. There will be remarks from researchers and policymakers, panel discussions with scientists from around the state, and presentations on lessons learned from the Pacific Northwest. The workshop is free online and will stream directly to some of the state's major fishing communities like Unalaska, Kodiak, and Sitka. Hannah Heimbuch says, for them, ocean acidification poses a direct threat to their local economies.
Folks that are based in coastal Alaska understand that we need to take that long-term view and really try to better understand these big picture changes happening out in the ocean.
Because, Heimbuch says, at the current rate of ocean acidification, it won't be long before those changes will be felt on shore. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Emily Russell.